Psalm 95, verses 1 through 5, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. The psalmist writes, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." Commenting on this psalm, C.H. Spurgeon wrote, "Other nations sing unto their gods. Let us sing unto Jehovah. We love him. We admire him. We reverence him. Let us express our feelings with the choicest sounds, using our noblest faculty for its noblest end. It is well thus to urge others to magnify the Lord, but we must be careful to set worthy examples ourselves, so that we may be able not only to cry, 'Come,' because we are singing ourselves." Worship involves singing to an audience of one. We do not gather to impress others. Rather, we come to put forth the clarion call of praise. Singing, as Spurgeon said, is the expression of our love, admiration, and reverence. Pity the person who has no song to sing to God. I believe that the most attractive thing an unbeliever can see is a believer truly worshiping the Lord. Put forth the invitation to come and let others see how a person who loves, admires, and reveres God expresses their feelings with the choicest sounds, using our noblest faculty for its noblest end. Don't neglect to sing a song to the audience of one. Father, thank you for the gift of singing praises to you. May we be those who worship you without worrying about what others think. Help our worship be for an audience of one. In Jesus' name, amen.